to it. We sing songs like they'll know that we're Christians by our love, and we talk about how we want. Need to realize that we are different, and they don't need to see it with a sticker on us as I'm a Christian. They don't need it with a pen or something like that. They need to see it within us, the difference. So are you good at handling temptation? When I first grew up, I thought I was really great. I thought, well, I'm not cussing today, I'm not smoking today, and I'm not drinking. I'm sober. That must mean I'm a pretty good Christian. And you know, I started walking around several weeks like that. I'm a pretty good Christian. I didn't sin today. Then God helped me to grow up spiritually a little more and to begin to realize I did sin every day. And I still sin every day. And there's not a day that goes by that I don't sin. They might not be those big sins that we think are easy sins. It's those little things, loving one another. I got to thinking with the love part of that. Jesus taught us to love everyone, to love our neighbors, to love our enemies. And I used to think on that one a lot. How do you love your enemies? When Vietnam was, it was easy not to love. And it was easy to stand in America and say, I love them. But what kind of proof did I have to do that? And since 9/11 has happened, we've had so many things that have happened. How do you love those people that destroyed the towers? How do you love those that just did the bombing in Boston? How do you love them? Can we really love as Jesus loved? As he says, love your enemies. Can we really love our enemies? And then I thought about Jesus standing before Pilate, standing before the Romans, and how they beat him, and how they put that crown on his side, on his head, and made fun of him, and nailed him on the cross. And Jesus' attitude was, I did it for you too. They were definitely not his friends. They were definitely his enemies. How do you handle being tempted? How do you handle heartbreak? With the loss of a loved one, it's difficult. And I have taught myself as I studied that when my dad comes to that point and my mother comes to that point that if they are going to pass on, I know that they're Christians. And I know that they're going to pass from this earth to a new earth. They're going to pass from their old worn out bodies to a brand new body, from sin and temptation to perfectness and walking with Jesus as Eve did in the Old Testament. And I say I'm okay with that. And I know that that is going to be fantastic. But there's something about that word death that frightens us, isn't it? But you know, I'm trying to look at it this way. They're not dead and gone forever. They have just passed on into that new world. And one of these days, we get to do the same thing, which means there's going to be a great reunion. Are you trusting in the Lord to get through with those times of sorrow? Although Eve seems so far away and so long ago, the things that she went through are real and alive today, aren't they? Sometimes I think we worry about first so many times that we forget the thing that we should remember about first is that I put Jesus first in my life. If I can do that, everything else would change. When we keep Christ first, it's then that we begin to handle life and difficulties that change in our lives. It's then that we can handle the temptations that come our way. It's then that you rest in the Lord and rely on Him for comfort and consolation. I had a youth group, and we thought we were really smart. We came up with this thing called frogs. Fully rely on God. And we thought that was really great until we found out others were saying it also. Just like WWJD, we thought that was great and we were the first to say it. Well, we probably were in our little community, but others were saying it also. And so we need to rest in the Lord and put Him and rely upon Him. Putting Christ first will help us to work on being the kind of Christian we should be. Our church is at a pivotal point. A new pastor. And yes, I've been here a year and a half, a little more, and that's still new. Or at least I think so anyway. And we have to trust one another. Lean upon one another. Seek and open our eyes, as we sung earlier, and hear God's word before we can speak it, don't we? And as we do, then we can see great things happening. As John Upton once said, we can do more together than we can as individuals. And so our church needs to come together and rally together. And we're building good relationships with one another. But that relationship has got to go out from within these doors into this community. If you want a first, wouldn't it be great to be the first city, the first town that everybody in the town was saved? Wouldn't that be a great first? To know that sin and all those things can be wiped out because we're living and serving and doing as God has called us. Others have taught good examples, but I think Eve has probably taught us the best example of motherhood that we could ever see. And her directions come from the Scriptures. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank You for this day that You've given us. We thank You for mothers. We thank You for Eve. But most important of all, Father, we thank You for what You did. The creating of Adam and Eve. And then after they sinned against You, instead of hating them, You loved them, Father, in a different way. They learned, they grew, and they relied upon You. This morning we come, Father, fully relying upon You. Help us to stay strong. Help us to remain true to You. And even though Satan will throw the balls of fires and temptations against us, Father, we can withstand because You are with us. You have comforted us. You have strengthened us. You have shielded us. Now help us to grow spiritually and to go out into this world with boldness to share the gospel of Jesus Christ as You commanded us. For it's in His name we pray. Amen.